Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington, and it's a week after Thanksgiving here in the United States, so we are all relaxing over celebrating a long holiday weekend. So welcome. My show and my work is about helping you tap your own intuitive and healing abilities. Through the show, through personal one-on-one sessions, through workshops and webinars. And I am so happy to be here every week with you. And this week, we have a couple of things on tap. One is, if you would like a reading, please call in to 202-570-7057 and we can chat live on air. Or if you'd just like to comment about today's subjects, or whatever is you're thinking about intuitively or healing-wise, you're welcome to call in and we'll have a conversation. In a few minutes after the first break, we're welcoming our sponsor, Kim Valines from Earthlight Gems and Rocks in Kirkland, Washington. We're going to continue our conversation last week on crystals for special purposes today on anxiety and support. And first, though, I want to remind you that every week we start with a guided meditation with the crystal Fallon. Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz, very rare quartz, and very rare in addition to that. He is an ancient healer, truth bringer, there with you during this hour, in the way that your intuition works most strongly. So you may see pictures, you may hear him chat with you, you may feel his energy, or you may simply know that he is here in the room with us today. So if you take a moment to just sit back in your chair, take a deep breath, and just feel that healthy, positive energy come in, and just release the cares of the day. And as you take your attention to the top of your head, we're going to breathe down the body and then back up again, bringing in healthy, positive energy and that connection with Fallon. At the end of the show, we will ground you back into your body so you can go about the day without being lightheaded. So take a deep breath, starting at the top of your head, mind, body, and spirit more tightly connected. Down from the top of your head, your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And just feel your energy centers clearing out. You're feeling getting more grounded and balanced. And now imagine Fallon as this gold light. He's currently in the form of a crystal ball, rising up outside your body, filling you up with this healthy gold light, which is his color. Up starting at the top, from the bottom of your feet, up past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head, your crown chakra, usually wide open when people are connected to Fallon, and you can be slightly lightheaded. Don't worry about it. You're just feeling the energy working with you. And at the end of the show, we'll clear that out. So we have a number of things on board today, including talking with our wonderful crystal expert. But I wanted to tap briefly on a question that comes up a lot, that a lot of people get confused about. And that's, what do these different terms mean? What does it mean to be a psychic or an intuitive or a medium or clairvoyant? And one of the reasons I wanted to bring this subject up is that when you come to someone like me, an intuitive, you kind of need to know what we do and how we work so that you're sure that you get the best possible match that you can with a person that you're working with. So most of us these days prefer to call ourselves intuitives. Okay, so everybody is an intuitive. Everybody. Even though you think you're not, you are. Because intuition is an innate skill just like our other five senses. We just don't understand what it is or how to work with it, or we shy away from it because it's kind of woo-woo-y and not, you know, socially acceptable or even maybe scientifically acceptable, and that's how our minds work these days. But do understand, you are an intuitive and healer in helping you tap those abilities and therefore having a richer home and business life. That's what I'm here for. So professional intuitives are people who make a living by helping you get unbiased intuitive information in response to a question. The better the question, the better the answer that you get. Do we predict the future? It's not something we like to do. Sometimes we can see things. And when you have a session with an intuitive, you know, come with a carefully designed question. Because here's the thing, the intuitive information is all out there in the universe. It's all floating around you. And when you reach up and grab it, you want to grab your information. You want to grab the answer to your question. You want to get more insight into your question. You don't really need to be getting the insight for Joe Blow's question, the guy who lives down the end of the road. You want your specific information. And you come to a professional intuitive for the unbiased look, for the objective outsider viewpoint. For example, when my animal family members were dying, I hired someone else to come in and talk with them with me. I was in enough distress, distraught, upset, crying, and I wanted somebody else to hear what was going on, to talk with me, to talk with my animals. So that's what a professional will do for you, help you talk with whatever it is that you need to talk with. If that's a particular skill set, then that brings up the question of a psychic. What's a psychic? Well, that's the old way of talking about an intuitive. Most of us tend to shy away from that. It's a quick, like, oh, a person is psychic. But it's a loaded term these days. People think it's mystical, woo-woo-y, even a carnival-like skill practiced by people with strange unknown abilities. They might admire those people, but they have no intention of ever admitting that they're talking with them or that they actually believe in their work. And I put myself in that strange category because I work with a crystal who happens to be a crystal ball. And so I wince every time I hear, oh, look in your crystal ball for an answer. And you see that all the time on TV commercials, right? So, but the psychic term has had a bad reputation for people who haven't appropriately used it, or for people who are manipulating other people, and the word intuitive gives a more professional polish to the term. And it also helps provide that distance. You know, we're the objective outsider. We're not the person there to solve all your problems for you. We're there to give you the information that we can find for you from your own spiritual team, from what information we pull out intuitively that's around you, from helping you design the correct question to ask so you get the information that you need. So all psychics, so to speak, are intuitives unless they're fake, and all intuitives are psychic. But not all intuitives are clairvoyants or mediums. So a lot of people will say, well, I'm calling in to talk to a clairvoyant today, as if that person were an intuitive. And in fact, they are, but all clairvoyance means is that this particular person sees things. So they may see colors around you, or auras, or the dead, or other non-human entities that are not in physical form. And so they may see the information in that way. They may also use the other abilities, clairhearing, which is hearing people or other beings talk with you, clairfeeling, which is commonly mistaken as empathy, so they're feeling the emotions of other beings and other people around them, or simply clairknowing, where they know something that is not objectively the objective answer, the answer that you get from scientific inquiry. Clairknowing is non-linear and non-rational, which all intuition is, but it's not answering a question in the scientific method. That's why a lot of people who are clairknowing get very frustrated, because they simply know something where there's no evidence for them to know that particular thing. And that can be very frustrating, because you'll go, am I making this up? Or is this real? And so when I work with people, when I teach workshops and webinars on how your intuition works, I get a feel for how each person's intuition works, because usually we're a combination of seeing, hearing, feeling, and knowing. So your clairvoyant that you go to is a person who sees things, and mostly sees things. It's not good or bad, that's just what they are. And if they can only see things, you might want to question if that's the right place, because you might want to have someone who can see and hear and feel and know things to help guide you through the question. It's just a term. I'm just describing terms here to help people understand. Then there's the mediums. Okay, mediums can be anything. They can see, hear, feel, or know things. And what they do is they talk with the dead animals or people. And that's simply the difference. So not all intuitives and clairvoyants are mediums, but all mediums are intuitive. Hope this answers some questions. After the break, we'll be talking with Earthlight Gems, and call in 202-570-7057.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com, or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Om Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code earthlightgems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com, or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we are live in Seattle, Washington on a nice winter afternoon here. So I just want to summarize again the difference between intuitives, psychics, clairvoyants, and mediums, because a lot of people have misconceptions about that. So psychic is an old term, intuitive is a new term, more professional sounding, I hope, kind of getting away from the carnival-like atmosphere or the dial-up your psychic on late-night TV. But a professional intuitive will help you get unbiased, intuitive information in response to a carefully designed question. And they will help you design that question so you get the information that you're looking for. And a clairvoyant is simply someone who uses intuitive information or gets it by seeing things, seeing colors or pictures or auras. And a medium is an intuitive who talks with the living and the dead, but it helps. So I do sessions that help people talk with their dead, whether they're animals or people or whatever it is. Sometimes there are other dead things that we talk with. But a medium is an intuitive, but not all intuitives are mediums. So they can choose what they want to do, and some just don't have the skill to talk with different things, and that's just what they do. But here's the thing. When I do a session with anyone, regardless of whether we're looking at an intuitive issue, whether we're clearing a space, or we're talking with the dead, whatever it is, in workshops, webinars, or one-on-one, I teach people how their intuition works so that they understand how it is that they can, sorry about that, I forgot to unplug my phone, so that they can actually learn to use their intuition on their own. So why is this important? Well, I have a lot of people who come, they're grieving, they're dead, and they say, I talk with my dead all the time and I never hear them talk back. Well, if your intuition, your intuitive skill runs largely towards hearing things, then you would be able to hear your dead. But if it runs towards seeing, clairvoyance, or feeling, or knowing, then you're tapping the wrong skill to be connecting with your dead. And that's why before they leave with me, I teach them how their intuition works so that they can create their own way of connecting with their dead or working on their intuition so they have a better way of using that intuition. So, and that'll come up in our conversations in upcoming shows. But right now I want to take a turn here and welcome back our sponsor, Kim Valines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems, who's going to talk with us this week about crystals for anxiety and support and what people tend to buy during the holiday season. So, Kim, are you there?
I am here.
There she is.
Nice to talk to you again, Robin.
Yes. Thank you. I'm so glad you're here. Sorry you had to wait, but I'd had so many emails from people. Yeah, people are just confused about what those different terms mean and how they apply to them. So I wanted to make sure we got to that. But last week, we talked about crystals for grounding and balance. And black tourmaline was one. What were the other crystals?
We talked about rose quartz for love, compassion, forgiveness. It's always great for this time of year. Obviously, you're dealing with issues, emotional healing, you know, maybe some family issues come up, or whether you have loved ones with you or not. That's always something that we work on, the heart chakra, at any given time throughout your life. So that was, we talked about rose quartz and black tourmaline.
Right.
And then we started to touch on the amethyst, which is where I figured we would go today.
Right. Yes. Amethyst is a pretty common crystal. And one of the first purchases a lot of people make, I think. Do you find that in your shop?
Yeah, we have amethyst in every form. I have amethyst, raw crystals of it, clusters, polished pieces. I even have carvings of hearts and palms and even some other carvings of amethyst and jewelry, of course. So, yeah, we have every form of that.
Well, and I will invite people to your website, earthlightgems.com. And to the ohmtimes.com site for where my show is, the Practical Intuitive ohmtimes.com radio, because your ad shows two amethyst geodes there.
Yeah, the big cathedrals, I think, is on that page, yeah.
Yeah, so they're awesome.
We have some. Those ones have sold, but we have similar ones in the store.
Right.
And then we have smaller ones, too, that are sometimes a little easier on not only the budget, but also to fit it in a room or a space if you don't have as much space to put a big cathedral. We have smaller ones, too.
Yes, exactly. I had someone gift me a large cathedral several years ago that she'd inherited from a deceased friend, and she was worried that the crystal had broken off in one piece, and she was afraid her young daughter might accidentally pull it over on herself. And sure enough, that piece is now in three parts. And, you know, it happens sometimes. Who knows if it was dropped or what it was. But, yeah, some of those pieces need to be protected from getting knocked over by rambunctious animals or children.
It happens sometimes.
It does happen.
Think of it as this, you've got it's not like it still has the same elements, the same properties in each piece. So even when an amethyst breaks or a stone breaks, yes, it may not be the same. It may not look the same hole-wise, but you just have three pieces of the same mineral. So a lot of times when somebody has, something that breaks, give a piece to a friend or maybe it's time to share from that one piece that you originally had. Yeah.
This piece now sits on a giant plate, and people come over and go, oh, you have a plate of amethyst.
That's right. There you go. Exactly.
I do indeed. So why has amethyst, why is it usually the first go-to crystal for people? Is it reputation, do you think? Is it color? I mean, of course, it's the healing abilities, but what have you discovered over your years?
Yeah, well, lots of reasons. Well, kind of a lot of the quartz in general are kind of your basic go-tos for starting as any collection of stones or for properties of the stones. They all, on the quartz family, each one has its own attributes. So the amethyst is good for your crown chakra. So it's good for stress, anxiety. It's good to calm, and it's good for meditation, which somebody that's newly getting into the stones or that is starting to learn about the properties, that's kind of like your basic beginning. You're into the spirituality. You also want to relieve stress and anxiety because we all have that in today's society. So that
For sure.
is definitely, yeah, that's all. That's one of the reasons that is, and it's beautiful because it's purple. So, I mean,
right.
That's, aesthetically, it's gorgeous, but it's got a lot of healing properties for calming and for helping with stress and anxiety. So
if you were looking for something else for anxiety and support anxiety and stress, what else would people add besides amethyst?
Well, there's quite a few different stones that are good for anxiety or stress, but it depends kind of what you want. Another one that I actually have by my bedside is celestite, and that was good to help with sleep. It's calming. It's good for sleep apnea, sleep problems. It's good to help meditate. I actually have a huge cluster by my bedside because it does help me relax and focus. My daughter has a smaller version that she originally took from me. That's why I got another
kids.
One. But, yeah, well, she, when she was younger, she was around 8 years old, she started having problems sleeping, and she'd say, can I borrow your rug? And it came back fewer and fewer and fewer times. And eventually, I didn't have one in my room, and I'm like, okay, I need my Celestite back. And she's like, I really needed it. It's hard to tell her no.
Yeah.
When it's something that's helping her, so... My husband,
yes, but you're a crystal dealer. You could get her her own piece.
I know. But she really liked the one I had. So my husband ended up getting me a really nice cluster that that we had the opportunity to see in
awesome.
Madagascar. And it's amazing. So now I'm fine with her having the other one.
You know, I love Celestite. And for people who are listening who haven't heard of it before, I did cover it last week in my Facebook Live, but it's a beautiful kind of sky. Well, some people would call it sky blue. I call it a bluish gray stone.
Yeah, it's like a powder,
definitely
powder blue. It's very light.
Yep.
Yeah,
very light color. And I have a huge chunk. And you know what? I don't keep it by my bed. I keep it here in my office, but I may end up moving it next to my bed. It's a huge chunk. I tend to be the magpie of crystal collectors. I walked in someplace years ago and this sparkled at me and that was it. I had to have it. But it's huge. It's a huge piece. It's as big as Fallon.
Oh wow, nice.
So yeah, you know how big that is.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So Celestite jewelry?
You don't typically see much in Celestite jewelry because it's a soft stone. So I've had a few pieces over the years, but it's just kind of softer. So, yeah, you normally wouldn't have a piece unless you had a custom piece done. We have some hand-polished crystals that look like a tumbled stone, you know, the round.
Right.
But you can't tumble them in a tumbler because they would just break up. So they all have to be hand-done. Yeah, so you could wrap one of those if you wanted to have it in jewelry, and every now and then we have a piece.
Yeah, I've never even actually seen it. Hang on, we're going to break, and we'll chat a little bit. I want to know what cabs, grit, and tumblers are.
Okay, we'll go
prepare
over
prepare yourself.
And we come back.
Okay.
More to talk about.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington. We've talked about the difference in the terms intuitive, psychic, clairvoyant, and medium, and we're talking with our crystal sponsor, Kim Valines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. But I'd also like to remind everyone, if you'd like to call in for a quick reading, or if you'd like to ask Kim a specific question about a crystal you're interested in, now's your chance. Call in at 202-570-7057. However, if you are shy, or if a question comes up later, you are free, and please, you are quite welcome to email me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's R-O-B-Y-N-F-R-I-T-Z.com. robin@robinfritz.com, or connect with me on Facebook at The Practical Intuitive. And we will bring your question up at another time, whether it's for a quick reading or a question you'd like me to address on the show. So, Kim, we're back with you. You know, one thing about the celestite I've noticed, and you can tell me why I've noticed this, is as like when I'm doing a workshop or when I'm working with people and, you know, men and women in the room, I find that women gravitate towards the celestite. It's almost like a stone that likes women. And I don't think stones don't discriminate between men and women. And yet I use it a lot with my female clients. And I also use it to promote creativity, although that's not the only one I use for that. But for people to, you know, just be content within themselves and inspire themselves to be happy in their lives and to continue to reach forward in that whole process that we have of growing our souls. So what do you think about that?
Well, certain stones, I know you said that about them not being male or female or being for one or the other. And that is true. I mean, it can work for both male and female, but some stones do have a more feminine vibration or a more male vibration, just as people have both of them inside of us. We have both estrogen and testosterone in males and females, and we have that vibration for both tendencies in each person. So some stones will vibrate to a more male frequency or more of a female frequency, and all that means is, if you want to be more tapped to that side of yourself, let's say, I mean, in addition to the other things that the stone is for, if you are more drawn to certain stones than the other, it may mean you need to be in more touch with that side of yourself than you are currently.
That's a good point, and people need to be aware of that. And, you know, you can... Well, first of all, in terms of that, the male and female sides of us, every conversation I have with a non-human, whether it's a hurricane or a volcano or a house, for example, and I'm clearing a house, every single being that I meet in the universe is either masculine or feminine. That's just how it presents itself to me. But I noticed in doing like past life regressions with people, I'll notice that they come in, they're drawn to a particular stone, sometimes the celestite, although I tend to keep it in my office. Then we find out things like most of us who have had many past lives have been male or female in those past lives. And some of these stones, like the celestite, that my piece that tends to gravitate, or people, females tend to gravitate towards, is we sometimes tap into those past lifetimes where they were male or female. And so those crystals are supporting those journeys, so to speak. So I find that pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that... So, I mean, as people have, I don't mean to be, like, stereotypical, but, like, the male tendencies, you know, strong, more dominant, powerful woman, if you want to tap into those attributes, then you would pick stones that have a more male vibration. And as far as a man, if he wants to tap into the more tender, loving side, which tends to be associated with a female vibration, then you would find stones that vibrate more on the female tendencies. So
that's right.
It's just kind of all that. Yeah, we can.
And you don't know until you experience
make a more
one.
Person. Exactly. Yeah.
So say someone.
Oh, I was going to lapis and sodalite. Sodalite has a feminine vibration, and lapis has a male vibration. They're both kind of the yin and the yang. So to be more rounded, you would have both. Kind of an idea. Yeah.
And lapis is a kind of a deeper blue color.
It's a deeper blue, and sodalite is also a deeper blue, but not typically. Normally it has a little bit more white running through it, and it doesn't have any pyrite, which lapis has pyrite running through
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. I've had lapis jewelry in the past. I have currently a Larimar ring from you.
Oh, yes, the beautiful Larimar, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, it's the holiday season, and people are out looking for gifts for loved ones or for themselves. I always say buy yourself a gift first. If you have any money left over, then buy somebody else something, right? Because we never buy ourselves gifts enough. But if
it's
someone was looking for
out.
A gift, I'm sorry?
We leave ourselves out a lot.
I know, we do. And I bought myself a present a couple weeks ago, which is atypical for me. Tickets to Hamilton in February.
Nice.
I know. So it's like, I guess I'll take my crystals that like music along with me. But so someone is coming to you and they want to buy a stone, a crystal for a family member. And let's say a husband shopping for his wife or girlfriend and vice versa. So what would you typically point them towards?
Well,
you'd ask questions
ask,
about what they're interested
yeah,
in.
I would ask things like, do they like polished stones? Are they going to want to hold it or touch it? Do they like more textured, natural, raw stones? I would ask them if there's certain things going on in their life, if they're into the properties or if they're just into the stones per se. I would ask if you think they want to wear it like for jewelry or if they want to have it at their desk at work. Those give me kind of an idea. Of course, I ask if they have a favorite color or if there's
right.
a certain stone they've been talking about. Yeah, so there's lots of different questions to narrow that down.
Yeah, and you have a lot of things to choose from in the store.
That's an understatement, yeah.
I know. It's just you have to be careful when you walk in there because there's so many crystals.
There's
crystals
so much
and carvings
to see.
And so So I've had people make fun of me. I've had people make fun of me when I'm out introducing myself and I say I work as an intuitive and I'm wearing my aquamarine stone, which is on a cord. And they say, well, is that kind of woo-woo? And then they look at my aquamarine and I go and they go like, oh, yeah, you're one of those. And I goes, one of what? He goes, one of those who wears crystals. I said, like, OK, so I see that diamond in your wedding ring. Hello, people. Diamonds
yeah.
are crystals, too.
That's right.
And they go,
well,
like, OK. And diamonds being in the news today with the news out of England. So it's like, OK, so we know somebody who has a big, beautiful diamond ring today.
Oh,
so
yeah,
there you go. Amazing
and the thing
stuff.
Is, they've been using stones in the culture for as long as history's been written and before it was written. There was stones in the Bible. There was stones Mayan times, Egyptian times.
Egyptian, yes.
For healing. All different people wore them. People were buried with their stones. You name it, every kind of aspect, all walks of life, all times, there's history of crystals or different stones being used for all kinds of different modalities.
That's right. And there's a long tradition of understanding the healing properties, the supportive properties of crystals. I know Fallon came home with me in December of 2009. I met him in the spring, and it took 9 months for the person he was with to admit that, yes, Fallon and I were partners, and it was time for him to move on here. And when we talked early on those first few months, we talked about having had many lifetimes together before and what had come and, you know, the ancient cataclysm that had taken down the world that we created. But two of the things that remained in human consciousness were the abilities to work with herbs and the abilities to work with crystals. And yet that stayed underground for so long, you know, and now yeah. we're in an era where we have ready access to crystals, ready access to herbs for healing. You can find an herbalist anywhere. So it's, you know, it's, we're so grateful that you're there with your store, Kim, because you have such a huge knowledge of crystals. And, you know, you're kind of born and raised in the crystal business with your dad.
Well,
and the enthusiasm that you have. And that's awesome. So before the break comes, and we'll have to say goodbye here in a few minutes, but tell us, Cabs, Grits, and Tumblers.
Oh, yeah. We were
what is
talk
that
about
all
that.
About?
So, So we have tumblers that we sell in the store, and that basically is to smooth. Let's say you're out beachcombing or you find some rocks or you have rough rocks and you want to smooth them and make them polished and pretty.
Right.
So they would look like they were wet all the time, but they'd be smooth. A tumbler, you run, it takes about a month. You do a week for each stage, and the grits are the different compounds that you use. They're like basically like a sandpaper, like loose sandpaper. Imagine that in a grit.
Oh.
And you can mix it with water and mix like a slurry. And the barrels turn with the rocks inside, and you do a coarse, medium, fine, and then polish one step for each week. And then at the end of it, you have beautiful tumbled stones. So that's what tumbler is in grits. And I have different sizes, 3 pounds, 6 pounds, double tumblers, all kinds of
People wanted to tumble their own rocks.
Right. So because we have books on where to go rock hounding in Washington and in other states. So if you wanted to go enjoy some more outdoor times in the summer, in the spring, fall, maybe not as much in the winter around here. Ground is too frozen a lot of the places that we go dig, or it's too wet. But there's many different options of places to go find your own or beachcomb and tumble some pretty stones for yourself. You can also, if you have rough rock, we sell rough stones that you can either break up into smaller pieces, or we have bags of rough material for tumbling, and then
okay.
You can tumble your own. It's fine with grandkids and stuff, too. It's like a nice project, and they like to see
and you have
how
lots
it looks
of...
from beginning to end.
And you have lots of drilled stones so people can come and make their own little necklaces. So that's a great project for kids or grandchildren.
Yeah, the beads. Yeah, beads and jewelry. We have lots of different drilled stones, either in strands or single beads, so that you can make your own jewelry. We also have cabochons, which is basically the same kind of thing. It's a flat back and a dome top. And you see it with jewelry, with rings and pendants and earrings. You have faceted stones, which we also have, that are cut into with a little, you know, makes a little sparkles as the light hits it, typically a translucent or a precious stone. And then a semi-precious stone, most of the time they'll do in what's called a cabochon or a cab. And we have all kinds of those, too, for people that do their own silver work or want to do wire wrapping to make their own special gift for themselves or for someone else.
That's awesome.
Yeah, lots of options.
So you have a special for... Oh, Times listeners and how to connect with you. And we're going to have you touch on that right after the break, how to connect with you.
Sounds good.
So hang on just for a few minutes here.
You're fine.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington. And we're just getting ready to say goodbye to Kim Valines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Kim, I do have a caller on the line. I'm not sure if she wants me or you or both of us. But so what I want to do is have you tell people how they can contact you, and then we'll bring the caller on, and if then you can we'll go from there. So tell people how they can contact you.
Yeah, so you can do a couple things. If you're in Washington and you want to come down to the shop, we have a physical store in Kirkland that we're open 7 days a week, 46 Lakeshore Plaza in Kirkland. Or if you're not, you can email us at earthlightgems.com is our website, and then earthlightgems@aim.com is our email. But on our main website, earthlightgems.com, has a link to both our Etsy site for orders and our Facebook site. We do have both of those on there, links on the bottom.
Right. And for Ohm Times listeners, they get 10% off $50 ordered at the Etsy site.
Yes, so you can just put in that coupon code EarthlightGems, and you get 10% off of your order if it's over $50, and that is just for your listeners. So,
well, and we appreciate that, but also people should understand that you have this huge selection of crystals, and you keep a really small shop, so you can give people the best prices, and really the best prices I've found on crystals, and they're great, they're healthy,
and the best
which
quality.
Is really important. What?
Yeah. And the best quality, because we hand select
every piece
that we
have. That's true. You know, and people tell me all the time, well, I'll buy from China or someplace like that. Yes, but if the crystals aren't healthy, they won't be able to work with you. So hang on. Let's bring on our caller. I want to make sure if she wants to talk to you, you're still here. So, Barbara, are you there?
Oh, yeah, no worries. I'm hanging on.
Good. Barbara?
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Barbara. Barbara, I know. How are you, my friend?
Frustrated.
You're frustrated?
My business, I've had the slowest month ever. Ever.
Really?
And for the first time, I'm behind in bills.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend yesterday freaking me out saying, Barb, you have to go sell your house. You have to do this, this, this. You need to move your business. And I'm like, no.
Wow. Just because you've had one down month, you need to sell your house? It's like jumping the gun,
well,
isn't it?
I haven't made this month's house payment. And like I said, I've never been behind in my bills before. And I don't want anybody to experience this. And I'm trying not to be like totally freaked out. I know that, you know, I'm anxious, but I'm not in knots. And I'm just, you know, like today I sat here and I held a lapis for a while, and I'm like, maybe that's not the right crystal. But
okay, let's take a look at that. First of all, Kim, while you're still here for just a second, is there a crystal that can support Barbara as she struggles with this question of paying her bills?
Well, the one that would immediately come to mind is citrine. They call it the prosperity stone or abundance stone, but not because you're just obviously going to hold it and money's just going to come at you. It's because it helps you direct you to do what you're meant to be doing in life, work associated and life association. And when you're doing, of course, what you love and what you're supposed to be doing, your passion, then money comes your way because everything is in the right place.
Right.
So I would be going to meditate with the stone.
Totally.
Definitely.
So if you have some citrine, sorry, we're getting some feedback here. If you have even a little piece of citrine, a little tumbled piece, great. You can also get some from Kim. But the other thing is, because I know you're worried about paying your bills, is Fallon is citrine Lemurian quartz. So he has that thing. So I'm inviting him to come and spend some time with you, Barbara. to just give you that emotional support and that strong support that healing part of him is there for. And the other thing is, I know your business is very specifically directed towards a particular client base, but I'm looking, when you started talking about having trouble paying bills, what I was seeing was your business expanding beyond the bridal market and into like, not like super formal evening wear, but kind of the semi-formal stuff that would have a huge audience among the business crowd going to events, but not necessarily the kind of stuff you'd wear if you were going to, I don't know, meet some high-level mucky mucks at, you know, a $600 a plate dinner. Does that make sense? Expanding your business out a little bit?
Yeah. I do sell some formal wear. It was more for proms, but I have been finding a lot of gals coming in with policeman balls and stuff and going straight to those dresses. And I'm like, okay, awesome. Buy them, please.
Yes, but I'm and also start doing, advertising that.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing alterations that are more just normal clothing. Those just started coming in today. I'm like, yay, keep coming in. But I don't believe I'm wrong in telling my friend, no, I'm not going to sell my house. I'm not going to go open a business in Snohomish. There's already two bridal shops there.
Well, and once you move, you have to reestablish yourself. That does take more effort. If you
spend the money you would spend moving...
Right. Revamping what you have, that might be more cost productive.
I think your friend is very well-meaning and a little panicky. Looking forward, you know, and it's hard to say, but looking forward, it feels like your business is going to stabilize after the first of the year. I don't know what's happening now. I don't think they're I think that brides are starting to look into next season. Plus, keep your eye on what's happening in Great Britain right now, because everybody's going to be looking to see what this new bride-to-be is going to be wearing.
Yes.
Right? So they're going to I don't know, whatever. What is she going to be called? The Princess George or Harry or something like that? I don't know. Weird. I was like, okay. Guys, just call her whatever her first name is and forget that kind of stuff.
She's going to be beautiful, I'm sure. Yeah.
Right. But, Barbara, hang in there, because I don't see it ending, and I don't see it, you know, I see it growing, but I see it growing in diverse ways, so you might pay attention to that. Adding to your alterations business, adding to the evening wear business, and, you know, play off this royal wedding coming up, you know, and get people interested in it. And you can do little promotions on Facebook that are free, you know, just like, hey, I'm offering 10% off alterations for the month of December or something like that, to bring in this typical business. And if you have to go out and, you know, pull down a Christmas job to do that, fine. But I don't see your business ending. I see it kind of growing out in different directions. So don't panic and sell your house.
Okay.
So hang in there, right? So we've got to hang up, because we're at the top of the hour. But Barbara, call me on my business line if you want to talk further. But thanks for calling in. Keep the faith. Believe in your business. You have this tremendous light that you're offering to the world, and the world is starting to notice that. So hang in there. We all have tough times. You know that as well as I do. And you can come out the other side. Just keep pushing forward. Keep offering things and keep looking to grow in unique and different ways.
Okay. Thank you, Robin.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Uh-huh. Take care.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. And Kim, thank you for calling, and we will be in touch to come on the show in December. And for everyone who's looking for crystals or should be looking for crystals, earthlightgems.com and their Etsy store. And Kim will help you if you want to call up and ask her what to get for someone special at the holidays. So thanks for joining us, Kim.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful holiday, and we'll talk to you in next month.
We will. Thank you. Take care. And so things that are coming up here in the next few weeks. I am taping. My show is on Mondays, and Christmas, December 25th, and January 1st are holidays, and we are not going to be doing live shows those days. So this is the opportunity for those of you who are shy and don't want to come on the radio to or to want to come on live, to come on and join me on a pre-taped show, excuse me, which will be on Friday, December 15th. We're taping both those shows. So if you would like to be on those shows, if you would like to call in and chat about an intuitive or healing subject, or if you'd like to have a reading, call me or email me. Sir, don't call me because my phone is off half the time. Email me at robin@robinfritz.com or connect with me on Facebook at The Practical Intuitive, and we'll set you up for one of those two tapings on Friday, December 15th. Or email me your question or the topic that you'd like me to talk about, and we'll do that then. And upcoming shows up the next couple of weeks, but hang in there. We're going to close your chakras down here at the end of the hour. Hands on your heart. Breathe into your palms of your hands. Then hold your palms in front of your face. Breathe into them. Feel that healing air. And your palms back on your heart, grounding you down for the time. Closing out that crown chakra so you can go about your day balanced and grounded. Thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next week. Take care.